Yo, what's up, boys? Welcome back to our second ever podcast, The Front Line by Pancake Productions. I'm Matt.
I'm Big Bill.
I'm Berkey.
So, big game. Hopefully all y'all came, but big game Friday, last Friday. Played an out-of-state team, the number one team in the state of Missouri. I think we played great. Offense played phenomenal.
Defense actually played decent covering that number one receiver, I think. Allowed, like, 100 yards receiving him?
Yeah, he had 9 catches for 120 yards or something. And that's really good for like a 5-star receiver going to Ohio State. Yeah, I personally think offense, I think we scored in 5 plays on the first drive. The second drive we scored in, 2 plays, 3 plays? And then, I mean, we scored really fast every single time, and our defense was pretty tired because they were getting back on the field every time. Yeah,
my favorite probably play was James' 1-play drive. It just stiff arm on this one.
Right after halftime? Yeah, that was crazy. Right after halftime, James Martin, our running back, ran a trap play right up the middle. His first play back on half, and we scored. And he stiff armed the crap out of this kid. So that was a pretty good watch, too. So at the game, they were nice guys, the people we were playing against, but some of them were like talking trash because they were losing, like every other team. But I can't really remember everything from the game that was hilarious, but I do remember one thing was we were running a no play. I get down, and I'm like, I always do this thing where I like joke around. I look over at my left guard. I look at Tate, and I'm like, is it a screen? And then Tate goes, yeah, dude, it's a screen. And so basically this one defensive end was like, it's a screen, it's a screen, it's a screen. He kept saying it, and I just look up. I go, you're an idiot. Like, it's not a screen. Poor guy. And he had his, like, chin strap on his neck, too.
Like, for D linemen, for a little context here, for D linemen, when it's a screenplay, they don't rush very hard because most of the time they try to defend the screen, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So they don't rush, and it just ends up being, like, they stand straight up before the play. So if we're running run blocking, we just get right under them. Or if they're pass blocking, they'll, like, be, like, 2 seconds late to get to the quarterback, to come to us.
And in that case, we wanted them to just not do anything because usually on screens they don't move. They like to stay, like you said, on the line of scrimmage. So we didn't want them to – we wanted them to get, like, amped up so they could just, like, get off the ball and go offsides. But they didn't.
Didn't work.
Sadly didn't. Disciplined team, but, yeah. Burke, you got anything funny from
– probably it was, like, the third quarter. We were up and we're driving down. No, last drive of the game, I'm whooping number 35. He's
number 35 was the kid, the screen kid. He was the screen kid.
And he was like, he was looking at the ref, like, he's holding. When I'm like grabbing on him, just about to pancake.
Dominating.
Like, we were dominating them.
Yes.
Our D line wasn't very good, but like, and then they tell us like where they were going, like slant.
And also, I'd like to say, like Conley said a couple days ago, the score did not reflect the domination on the offensive side of the ball because we physically whooped them every play, pretty much, for the most part.
Yeah, and just like most of the time we don't really play that much in the game, not gonna lie. We played a full 4 quarters, and like, that was probably the most plays we ever had in a single game. Like, I know out of every game I've probably played at least.
Yeah.
Like, not just this year, but like JV and everything. Like, we played a lot of plays that game. Like, Benton, I think the total plays was like 54. I think against them, we had totals like 85 plays or something.
Yeah, and that was also because Benton milked the clock when they were on offense. That was their style of play. They just went slow on offense and then gave us the ball very few times. But, yeah, we played. It was a shootout. Like, I was going to call a shootout before the game. A shootout just means it's a lot of high-scoring game on offense. It's an offensive game. And that way, I mean, it was.
Yeah.
So,
I guess one of my favorite memories of the game from the game would be I got two. It's on this. I was blocking back on this nose a couple times. And, like, thinking back, like, he probably beat me the first play. Like, I didn't get much movement. He didn't make the play or anything, but I didn't get much movement on him at all. And then he was like, yeah, it's going to be a tough game or something. And every play after that, like, I got under his pads and whatnot. And he, like, grabbed the back of my helmet and, like kept hitting me in the back of the head. And he's like, you got me this time, but I'll get you later.
Yeah, he hated Conley, but he loved me. So, like, before every play, I'd be like, so, like, I asked him a question because they were wearing Under Armour, like, uniforms and stuff. So I was like, do you like Under Armour uniforms or what? I was just trying to get, like, in his head and make him, like, be like, what is this kid talking about? And
that's a big small talk,
yeah. Big small talk.
Have a little conversation with
so you. So I was like, he was like, I can't fit in Nike cleats is what he said right away. And I was like, oh, you can't? You got some fat feet, don't you? And then I line up. And then I think I pulled. That was the first play of the game. I think I just pulled away from him.
And then another memory I just want to bring up real quick is we just talked about this James Martin running the play on trap.
Yes.
And we're at Film Sunday, and we're watching the game, and all we see in the background is Burke. he takes like a gallop hop or something. He like boom, and like he just Burke like was big dancing. Fist bump. He was hyped. It was like, I don't know.
He looked like an ump, like same strike.
If you know Burke, you know Burke was into it.
He's got some comp though. We saw in film also, Coach Clancy was showing us, Artinez Lewis, anybody that knows him, he's a defensive back at our school. He has some dancing competition with Artinez, because at the JV game, Artinez started dancing. So I don't know Burke, what he's going to do about that. Maybe you have to dance next game, too, after a touchdown.
Do a little tiptoeing.
We might.
Michael Jackson.
Might be pulling out some stuff for next week. working on this offseason.
Yeah, Cairo hit the gritty. Speaking of like scoring, every time we scored, we always saw our little alumni friends. You know, they were in the end zone. Some cool guys, a lot of fun memories with them, especially like 2 years ago, that 2022 class, my brother's class. He had a lot of like funny people in his class. One of them being Ty, the main attraction, Jackson, the Phoenix. What a guy. I mean, I have so many countless stories of him just being Ty. And right now he's a boxer? He's a heavyweight boxer.
Yeah, I mean, he's a part of the Junior Olympics.
I remember one time in practice, he's coming out, and it's a Thursday. So Thursday practice is just like a little walkthrough, and we're all talking before practice, and Ty's walking around. He's like, yeah, I just beat Big Baby. And we're like, who's Big Baby, Ty? He goes, yeah, this weekend. And I'm third in my division right now. We go, how many people are in your division, Ty? He said five. So Ty had five people in his division. He was third, but he beat Big Baby. So, I mean, heck, he's up there. But he's a boxer, but he's pretty good now. Apparently, he's pretty good. I've seen some fights, and he's been whooping up on some kids. But I know, like, some other stories by him. We went to Larry's Pizza one time, and we were eating. And I think he challenged me to a pizza eating contest. And he ate 14 pieces of pizza, and your boy ate 18 pieces of pizza. And for like the senior memories of the year during the football year, every senior, so Ty was a senior, every senior was supposed to write down like what like their best memory was of like their senior year of football. And Ty, like, they're supposed to be serious. They're supposed to be like, yeah, we won and I was really happy, stuff like that. But no. Ty put down at the beginning of the year when he had a pizza eating contest against me and he lost to me. That was his thing that he said for his memory of the year. So, I mean, it's just a very confusing guy. And one other thing I'll say about him, other than like being a great guy, was I think it was another Thursday practice. It was like, I think it was during the playoffs. I don't think it was the state championship week. I think it was against North Little Rock 2 years ago when I just started playing. Because the person in front of me got hurt. So I was in for like four games at the end of the year, sophomore year. And Ty, you know, he's third string, second string, and he looks over and we're on the sideline. I'm about to go in like for practice. And he looks at me, he grabs me on the shoulder and he goes, Matthew, you're just another one of the faceless soldiers of this never ending army. And I was like, Ty, what are you talking about, man? Like, I'm a sophomore, I've got a lot of years, but I mean, at the same time, it was kind of like, wow, like, I feel like I'm in a utopia and they don't really care. That's how they treated Ty. Maybe they treat me like Ty. And Coach Clancy swears I'm Ty. He definitely, like, last year he said I acted like Ty all the time. So, but I mean, I would love to act like Ty, just not like play like Ty. Poor Ty. I mean, what they put him at tight end one time for a play. And he dropped to his knees and missed two people at a time. But yeah, y'all got any like alumni? I know Calm Taylor's a character. Talk about Calm.
I'll go ahead and talk about Calm a little bit. He was our right guard last year, so trying to fill his shoes this year.
Yeah.
Big inspiration, you know. He in high school, he was a good guy, straight A student, pretty much.
Talk about the bus, Conley, driving home from Denton Ryan. I think that's the funniest Calm story.
Yeah, I got a couple of stories, but I'll start off with that one. Last year we went down to Louisiana. We're gonna play Denton Ryan, and so we had these charter buses, right? And I don't remember what the seating arrangement was, but I think I was like next to some little skill guy or something. I could remember.
I can't remember.
But anyways, Colm Taylor sat right in front of me, and they put all the linemen like next to each other in the back. So Like, it was, like, Burke to the right side of him, I think. Yeah, and then, like, Matthew was in – were you beside him or in front of him?
I was beside him. So, like, the game got canceled. So, you know, we're driving back in high hopes. Like, oh, I mean, we didn't play. That's whatever. But at least we didn't lose, you know, because they were a really good team. But it was going to be just a battle like Christian Brothers. But like,
we still had energy because
yeah,
we didn't
play. We still had energy because we didn't play. So,
so
we brought the energy on the bus.
So, you know, he had to make the trip home. A little shorter, so me sitting behind it. Me and Cole, we're decent buddies.
So. I don't know about that. Not at this time period.
We were. Anyways, long story short, I was just sitting behind him. I started smacking him like
on the back of the head.
I just started smacking him, and he would turn around and be like, "I don't know who that is. Like, that's probably like Burke, because Burke was sitting beside him, walking across the aisle, and it was dark, so you couldn't see anything. So I was like, "No, that's got to be Burke," and I kept smacking him. One time, he just gets up and come like and starts throwing fists at my into my chest, and like he just like starts like trying to fight me. And I'm just like holding on to him for dear life. And then when he turned around and started fighting me, Matthew and Bert started jumping on his back and hitting him in the back.
No, we were like a little pampering him, like, you know, girls kind of like the stereotype of girls fighting.
Well, that's how I slapped him on the head, and then he was getting mad.
And he was getting mad. He'd turn around for Conley, and then me and Bert would start like pampering him, like his back, and then, like he got so mad.
Yeah, like, and if you know Cole, like
big UFC guy.
Big UFC guy, so he's like, trying to grab me and stuff. He's
throwing moves out there.
And so, like, I would, like, instigate it. Cone would come fight me, and then Burke and Matthew would, like, mess with him on the, like, so he was like, "Yeah, y'all jumped me 4-on-1 on the butt.
And I won.
And all this stuff. But, and then another memory of Cone that I'd like to bring up is last year, it was around state, I want to say. It was really cold in the pool out at Matthew's house. We had a lineman dinner.
Oh, God.
And, Cole, I mean, I would say he's a big athlete, but he was so motivated to learn how to do a backflip that night. So I swear, this dude jumped in the pool about 50 times, and on the 51st time,
he finally did a backflip.
And after that, I don't think he ever got out of the pool. He just kept doing backflip after backflip after backflip. And his everything was red. His back, his belly, everything.
He got so red. He kept smacking. Hey, the pure determination on that man to do a backflip that day was insane. Colton, pool, and O-line dinners or something else.
That's crazy.
That's why we have a time limit now, lineman dinners.
My mom put a time limit on the O-line dinners because of Colton. He took too long doing flips.
So, Burke, anything?
That lineman dinner was crazy, right, Matthew?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings after we went to the volleyball game. By the way, great volleyball game. We ended up winning, but we could not stay for all 5 sets because we were starving. We had gotten out of practice, I took one of my teammates home, took a shower, and then I just went straight to the game at LRCA. And we had, how many people do you think we had, 15?
Yeah, we weren't very deep. I would say about 15, 20.
15 made an impact.
But we were making an impact.
Making an impact, because they had a whole student section. They all left after like the first set.
Yeah.
Or the first 2 sets, they all left. And we were just like, "We can't hear you," and like chanting at them and stuff. But anyway, after that, we went to the Buffalo Wild Wings on Cantrell. And great place, way better than the Benton one, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Way better. But we had some wings, and Ruck, one of our teammates, decided to get mango habanero wings. And let's just say that was a really bad decision on most of our parts to eat some of them because he couldn't finish them.
No, speak for yourself. I told you not to.
He was like, they're pretty hot. And I was like, I don't know if they're that hot. Come on. And I like put it in my mouth, and it is bad. And like, it was in my mouth for probably like 10 minutes. But Burke sang is what, "Bring It On"? Tell him about how you brought it on right there and you tried one.
All right, so you're the biggest. I was like, let me just go ahead and just get the biggest one. Just go ahead and knock it out. Had extra sauce on the side, just rotated that wing around it, stuck in my mouth. I was like, good. It didn't taste good, but it was like, okay, this ain't hot for about a good 5 minutes. And then Bang!
Right there.
Started crying.
Yeah, and then Ledbetter, another Austin Ledbetter's little brother. He's one of our linemen. He was like, he ate three. So he ate one initially when we all ate one, and then he ate two more, and then he was on fire. And we were like, all right, no drink. So we just sat there and stared at each other for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, these just kept eating them.
Yeah, it was bad. And then Ruck, the person who got him, He was like, all right, none of y'all are like me. And he just starts licking the sauce, like the mango habanero like sauce.
Off the tray.
Off the, like, parchment paper. Is that what that is? And, it, like, it would, I don't know. It was hilarious because I was dying laughing because everybody was, like, everyone was like, really
Everyone except hot. For me and the left tackle Cairo ate them.
Yeah, because y'all were scared.
We were just sitting on the end, you know, dipping in my like, lemon pepper and garlic parmesan.
Even though
laying back, having a nice little dinner.
Even though that mango habanero did ruin my whole dinner, I still had a great experience.
Mango habanero did ruin my dinner, and it also bit me back in the butt on the game Friday. I cramped up in both calves, and I'm definitely thinking it was the mango habanero wings. Like, one for each calf. Because
it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
So, what do y'all think about the game this week?
Personally, it's a good team. It's our third state championship caliber team we're going to play. We played PA. They were state champs last year. We played this team, the Christian Brothers team. They were state champs in Missouri.
Our strength of schedule is, like, crazy.
It is.
I think beyond, like, how hard our practices are or, like, beyond, like how difficult, like, our preparation for games are and, like, how much the coaches, like, do, like, our strength of schedule, like, prepares us so much for, like, for the playoffs and state, like, we played three state championship teams in our first four games, and it's like,
yeah,
we're getting the best talent in Arkansas and outside Arkansas, obviously. But
y'all who don't know, the Parkview Patriots, they won state last year against Shiloh Christian.
Yep.
We see Parkview all the time at team camps. They're always there because they host most of the team camps at War Memorial, so we know how they play. I'd say we have a really good look at them. Just like last year, we had a good look at them. We just didn't play. We had penalties, and they were bad.
It's my revenge game. Yeah.
Burke's off. Revenge game.
Burke it's revenge tour. For
Burke graded out of the 30% last year for his game. Man,
absolutely thrown.
By this one kid, but he's gone now. But yeah, this week, I mean, I'm feeling confident. It's just, it's another state championship team, so they're not going to quit. They're going to try their hardest, and they're pretty good this year, but
Their
D line's the best thing.
I mean, they're like 5A, which is like the third biggest classification. But like, they like the talent they have, and not only that, but like they're like the third ranked team in Arkansas.
So I think they're second. They're
because
they were told.
Pinkfield got beat.
I think
it's Bryant Conway then us.
No, Conway's
fourth, I think.
Yeah, they're second because one of their players texted me. He was like, y'all are first, we're second. Let's get some under the radar people here so we can get some highlight game going." I was like, "No, they don't. We're just gonna play."
Yeah,
but I mean,
challenge is big this week. Personally, for me.
You got a big power five.
So, our defensive tackle. He used to go to school with us, actually. He transferred out after ninth grade. But if you don't know, Alex Martin, he's a big D tackle guy.
Funny guy.
Yep, good guy, funny guy. But challenge is big this week. A lot on the shoulders. Been under a little heat on the stove lately. Been under a little heat at the stove lately. And, got a lot to prove this week, honestly. Just take the challenge and hopefully rise to the occasion.
Yeah, Conley's definitely got a little bit of a little chip on his shoulder. Colm had some chip on his shoulder, but he didn't act on it. He kind of got whooped by Alex last year, but it wasn't the worst, I think, performance by Colm. But this year, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah.
Conley's got to lock in. So their two D tackles are massive. They're pretty big, but they play both ways. I think five of them on the team play both ways. Omarion, he is a safety. Is he committed yet?
He has a top five, I think.
He has offers from
all I know is that like anyone on their offense, like our skill and O line, can be replaced with anybody on their defense.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of depth. They have two really good D tackles, but both those D tackles play O line too, and they're always going to be playing O line. So they're going to get subbed in on defense. So hopefully we can take advantage of that because their subs aren't as good.
Yeah.
We're just going to play fast, you know.
Play fast like we always do.
Step up to the plate. Take advantage of whenever they're tired. And also just like after they're tired, just step on their throat, just not let off.
That makes 100%.
Step on the gas.
Because we will score and then they want to score back, and then our defense is going to stop them. We're just going to keep scoring.
Quarter of the year, guys. Same mentality every game, different focus. Focus a little bit more every game to achieve wins.
We get better every week.
Get better every week. That's the goal. But thank you guys for tuning into the pod, number two. Appreciate everybody that's listening. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.